given you came across with a pretty inexperienced side, what do you take out of that?
That we've got a lot of work still to go. There's no doubt, doubting that. There were glimpses, and I think some of the young kids showed, you know, some patches. But overall, you know, West Coast played some pretty good football, and we were just lacking in some areas. But it's the 27th of February. You know, as I said, it's better to happen now where there's a fair bit of work to do. But as I said, yeah, disappointing, but you know, some positive stuff come out.
Pretty challenging conditions with that win. Was that even harder for the younger guys to get around without the leaders out there?
Probably. You know, and I thought our best two quarters were the first and the third into the breeze, you know, where we restricted them, but we just couldn't score when we had the breeze. So, yeah, look, but you know, you're going to get many challenging situations. We just, you know, as I said, we just didn't adjust as well as probably West Coast did overall.
What did you make of a couple of new draftees?
Yeah. Look, I thought Christian Jacks was very good down back, and you know, he's only into his third year. Both Kirst and Smith both showed some sort of glimpses of good football, but overall, you know, it's a great experience for these young kids that you know you're coming up, and the intensity of the next level is just a fair bit higher. So, from that point of view, all our young kids, Kieran Byrne played his first game, and he's you know he's only into his second year as an Irish person. So, you know, that's a great learning curve for him. And as I said, we've just got to sort of reflect on that, have a look at areas where they can improve, but more importantly, areas where our team can improve.
Was Jackson an unexpected bonus, given that he looked like he was going to miss a fair bit of footy?
Yeah, it was, you know, sort of some reports earlier that it wasn't looking good, but in the end, you know, he's been able to come through, and, you know, he's getting better and better week by week. So I think, again, to, you know, playing against some of their really good players, had a chance to play a bit against Kennedy. That's a great learning curve for him. So, and we were wrapped what he showed for us today.
Any concerns about the structure of the forward line after today?
Well, we didn't score, so obviously there's a bit of a concern. Our three talls didn't work together. We didn't probably win enough football through the midfield too. That doesn't help, but you know, this period is about experimenting, and you know, admittedly, we've got some good players coming back in 2 weeks' time, and you know, the structures can change. But you know, we do have to win more football, but we also have to score when we get those opportunities.
What is the plan for those guys? So they're going to play the next two challenges. The six guys here left out.
Yeah. Oh, there was probably about 10. Ten. Yeah. Look, it's about you know getting players fit enough for round one, and you know our policy was always, you know, some will play three games, some will play two. So you'll definitely see a different side in 2 weeks. But the same principles occur that you know as a team we just have to play better as a team. And, you know, as I said, the players are up for that challenge. You know, as I said, it was a pretty young side today and travelling for the first time. You know, there was a lot of new experiences for guys today. And as I said, we'll go away better for it.